VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising to reveal details about the case of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in a speech to Parliament on Tuesday. A Turkish surveillance video shows a man appearing to wear Khashoggi's clothes, leaving the Saudi consulate in Istanbul following his killing there. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
CNN has aired images showing a man in Khashoggi's dress shirt, suit jacket and pants. It cited a Turkish official as describing the man as a body double and a member of the Saudi team sent to Istanbul to target the writer. The man is seen in the footage walking out of the consulate via its back exit, then head to a mosque and change clothes. Saudi officials say Khashoggi had left the consulate, implying premeditation on the part of the Saudi team. In another development, Turkish investigators have arrived at an underground car park in Istanbul, where authorities earlier found a vehicle belonging to the Saudi consulate.
President Trump said Monday he is still not satisfied with the explanation he's heard about Khashoggi's killing, but he said he did not want to lose Saudi investment in the United States. The U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group has targeted a second mosque in eastern Syria in less than a week. It says the normally protected from attack religious building was used as an insurgent command and control center. The strike on Monday killed Islamic State fighters who were actively firing on coalition partner forces from the mosque in Az-Suza near the border with Iraq. The mosque targeted Monday was 2.5 kilometers away from a mosque struck last week. Officials in Taiwan have launched an investigation into what caused a train derailment Sunday that killed at least 18 people and injured 175. This is VOA News. A caravan of thousands of migrants continues marching away from violence and poverty at home north to the safety of the United States.
It's very hard because the heat from the sun is getting us tired, but we are warriors, and we got to get to the place we got to get. You know, we're going to fight. We're going to keep on going. We're not going to stop.
On Twitter Monday, President Trump said the U.S., quote, will now begin cutting off or substantially reducing the amount of foreign aid given to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. He said they were not able to do the job of stopping migrants from leaving their countries and, quote, coming illegally to the United States. Uganda's security forces are under scrutiny after a video surfaced showing plainclothes officers brutally beating and arresting a civilian on the street. Correspondent Halima Athumani reports for VOA from Kampala.
After the video of the beating and arrest was made public, the Ugandan army and police forces initially denied any knowledge of the five security men. But on Friday evening, Army spokesman Brigadier Richard Karemire released photos of the men appearing before a disciplinary committee. Without identifying the men or their unit, the five were charged with conduct prejudicial to good order and discipline. The Army says they pleaded guilty to the charges, which carry maximum punishment of disgraceful discharge.
Cameroon's longtime leader Paul Biya has been declared the winner of the country's October 7th presidential election, but opposition parties are rejecting the result. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports for VOA from Yaoundé.
Last week, Cameroon's Constitutional Council threw out 18 petitions demanding the election be nullified. The opposition parties allege widespread irregularities, insecurity and low turnout, especially in the restive Anglophone regions. But the court ruled there was not enough evidence to throw out the results. Biya has been in power for over 40 years in Cameroon, 7 as prime minister, 36 as president. In 2008, he removed term limits from the constitution, allowing him to serve indefinitely.
Hurricane Willa has strengthened to a Category 5 storm as it moves toward Mexico's Pacific coast with winds of 260 kilometers an hour. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said the storm is expected to make landfall Tuesday afternoon or evening, striking near Mazatlan, a metropolitan area of around 500,000 with many Americans and Canadians. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.